22725, Terry Gray seeks a variance from the side yard setback requirement for a proposed garage. Sections 115-25 and 115-183 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the east side of Fisherman Drive within the Cool Spring Manor subdivision. The 911 address is 28331 Boater Place in Milton. The zoning district is AR1. The tax parcel is District 334, Map 10, Parcel 228. And I have the applicant is requesting a 6.7-foot variance from the 15-foot side yard setback requirement for a proposed attached garage. We have 7 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 1 mail return.
Evening, sir.
How are you?
Good evening.
Mr. Sharp,
name and address.
Terry Gray, 28331 Boater Place. Development called Cool Springs Manor.
Do you swear or affirm testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Yeah, I moved there. Well, I purchased the property probably about a year ago, and I didn't have a garage. And most of the properties in the development have garages. I looked at a bunch of different scenarios. I have a house in North Wilmington as well that has a 2-car garage. I have a full-size F-350 Ford pickup. I have a full-size, the older style Bronco, and I have a little Mazda 626, 1998. So got 3 vehicles. I looked at a bunch of scenarios. I looked at the left side of the house to put the garage on. The bedrooms are on the left side of the house. Also on the left side of the house, there's a septic system and the tile field around on that side of the house. There's also a propane tank on that side of the house. There's also my heater and air conditioner system on that side of the house. So I looked at the back. I've got a deck and I've got a small porch on the back of the house. So I didn't want to disturb them. So then I looked at the right side of the house, you know, and that's the reason I was looking for, apply for the variance. Like I said, I got letters from all my neighbors, and the lady next door, Samantha, she had no problem. She has no windows on that side of the house as well. The young lady behind me, Kristen, she had no problem with me building a garage. Folks across the street to the left of my house, across the street, they had no problem. So I was hoping to, you know, when I applied for the variance, I was hoping that would be approved so I could build a 2-car garage on that side of the house.
Okay, sir. Part of the criteria for variance.
I'm sorry.
Part of the criteria for variance is meeting the 5 criteria, which is uniqueness of property. If you could state me the uniqueness of the property.
Well, basically, the house was set all the way to one side of the property. It wasn't centered on the lot, so and in fact, it's a nanocoque home. When they set it on the foundation, it's not even square. It's a little bit out of kilter, you know, out of square. So they did that. Like I say, with all the other propane,
So you cannot otherwise, you couldn't put the garage anywhere else?
Not really, you know, and I didn't want to put a big pole barn, you know, in the back and have to drive up and then turn into, you know, because then I'd have to come across my deck. You know, like I say, if I came in the other side of the house through the entrance that way, I'd have to come through a bedroom, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I can access the garage and then come into the back door, which is probably about 8 or 10 feet onto the deck. I could come into that way to the house, you know.
Okay.
I don't want to disturb the master bedrooms on that side too, so I can come through the laundry room and then into the kitchen that way, you know.
So the exceptional practical difficulty was not created by you?
No.
Is that what you're telling me?
No, sir.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Is there other garages in the neighborhood?
Yeah, pretty much.
Similar?
Pretty much inconsistent with the rest of the houses, like the house across the street on the other corner. They have a 2-car garage. They all face the street, you know. The folks across the street from me, when I told them I was getting ready to build a garage, they said they wanted to build one too as well, you know, on their left side of the house, facing their house. There's no really, I think there's one house at the end of the cul-de-sac. It's a small development. There's only probably 35, 38 houses in the development. So there's one house, I think, down at the one end of the cul-de-sac when you first come in the development that has a pole barn in the back. But other than that, everybody else is pretty much consistent. You know, have 2-car garages, face the street, you know.
Sure.
Ranch style homes. There's one new house going up on the corner that's a 2-story. And that's one of the only 2 stories. Well, actually, when you first come in, there's a Cape Cod on the left when you first come into the development. And it has a 2-car garage that faces the street as well, you know.
Questions?
The shed where the garage is going, are you removing that shed?
I'm going to put that in the back. I already tore, there's a small shed there that was in the back. I just tore that down in the past couple of weeks, so it's gone. And I was thinking about taking this shed off the driveway and putting it in the back, into the back of the yard, similar to where that other shed was, you know.
So you removed the shed that was in the back and you're relocating the shed?
Yeah, I'm taking one shed off the driveway and one shed that was in the back, I tore that one down already.
Does the existing house have a garage?
I'm sorry?
Does the existing house have a garage?
Where I'm at now?
Does your existing home have a garage?
At home where I live and I have a home in North Wilmington.
No, this house here.
No, there's no garage at all, no, sir.
Okay, there's no garage.
Yeah, there's no garage at all, no.
If you could go up to the screen and point to us exactly where the septic is.
Okay, that's my house right there, right? Okay, the house is right here. It's all set to the right side. I'm going to put the garage right in this area right here.
Yes.
Next to the house next door. Samantha lives next door, so I'm going to put it next to her.
Where's your septic system?
Oh, I'm sorry. Septic's right here. The propane tank's buried right about here. And then I believe the tile field's right in that area there, you know, for the septic. So it wouldn't be conducive to put a garage over the tile. I mean, you can't do that anyway, you know.
Right.
So just for the record, the septic is kind of in the northwest corner of your building envelope.
The two clean outs are like right here behind the house. There's a couple of peach trees there, and the clean outs are right here. And then I'm assuming the tile field's right here next to the house.
The one thing I struggle with on this application is how it's not created by the applicant. Can you explain to me how you needing a garage is not created by you?
Why I need a garage?
No, why you needing a garage is not created by you. You have a home, and
I'd like to put my cars in the garage, my truck.
Yes,
put it in the garage. Yeah, definitely.
Is that a want or is that a need?
Well, I sometimes I go to Florida in the winter, so I definitely would like to have my car secured when I go away, you know. So I put it in the garage.
So when did you buy the property?
Just last year.
And you knew it didn't have a garage, correct?
I did.
Okay.
And I didn't think that far ahead when I bought it, you know, about not having a garage.
I mean, that's where I'm struggling with not created by the applicant.
Yeah. I've got a garage at home, you know, two-car garage, and so I use that. And then, like I said, I'd like to have the same kind of scenario down here.
Any kind of buffer in between you, yourself, and lot 227, which would be the neighbor to your right, if you're looking at the screen? Is there any kind of trees, anything in between?
Oh, there's a bunch of, not a bunch, there's an oak tree. I think there's a gum tree, pine tree.
Okay.
To the right as you face, you know, as I face the house.
Have you talked to your neighbors?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And everybody, nobody was in objection to me doing any kind of garage, you know.
Okay.
Like I say, next door, behind, this way, across the street, nobody had any objections at all to me building the garage. In fact, they've all signed letters. I'm sure you have copies of them.
You need any homeowner association approval?
The homeowner association had no problem with me building the garage either, yes, sir. Like I say, it's a small community, so, you know. It's not a huge homeowners association, basically, but like I said, there's only probably 38 to 40 houses in the development, you know.
Mr. Sharp?
Question for Ms. Norwood. By my math, I didn't hear how big a variance you thought. Is it 8.1? Is that what you're showing?
I say that because there's 7, but
because there's a drawing here that shows it 6.7 foot from the side yard, but I think it's actually 6.9 feet from the side yard because if it's a 20, you said it's a 24 foot wide garage,
yes, sir.
Correct?
Yes, sir.
And the house is a 30.9 and 30.7 for the side yard, so I should make sure we had the right variances we needed on that.
6.9, you said?
I
think it would be 8.1 and 8.3.
8.1 and 8.3 is what it should be, yeah, I think. Gotcha. Yes, sir. I didn't do that drawing quite right. I did 8.3 on both ends of the drawing.
Mr. Gray, did you look at doing a one-car garage?
No, I didn't think that would work for me, you know, because then I'd have to make it, you know, 40 feet long to get my vehicles in there, you know.
Well, I'm just looking at it.
And I was looking at aesthetically, too. You know, all the other homes in the development have a two-car garage, so.
It would appear that a garage that was of that size would fit your building envelope, though.
Maybe.
Well, if you're looking for a 8.1-foot variance, and you've got some room there, you could fit at least, I would think, a one-car garage.
Maybe.
Yeah. Did you look at that at all?
No, I wanted a two-car garage like I had at home. You know, aesthetically, that's what I was looking at.
And your driveway is off of Boater Place, is that right?
Yes, sir.
All right, I have no, I just wanted to think, there's no HVAC or steps or anything projecting in the side yard from the structure?
No, sir. No. Okay. No air conditioner, no build-outs or anything. No.
All right. I have no further questions. Thank you.
Just a wall.
Thank you.
Does that conclude your presentation, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you.
I actually have a question for Mr. Sharp. On this question, we sort of had this reoccurring question of if an applicant knew about the condition of a property when they bought it, does that mean they created the difficulty? And I seem to remember that maybe there was some case law on that. Do you remember?
Well, I mean, if there's a uniqueness to the property in general, you know, if the property has an inherent uniqueness, then that doesn't necessarily, just because you bought it and you knew it was unique, doesn't mean that you're prevented from getting a variance from it.
Okay. Yeah, that was my question.
You know, we've seen some properties that are really unique. I can think of, you know, some that are, you know, burdened by easements or septics, and they're 50 by 100 and they're corner lots. I mean, they take up a lot of space.
Excuse me, I didn't look into any of that either before I bought the property. You know, I liked the house. The price was fairly decent. You know, it was a nice neighborhood, so that's, I should have
probably. Well, I think one of the things the board, that this is a standard that all applicants have to meet, is that it's the minimum variance to afford relief.
Right.
In other words, if you can utilize the property without a variance, then the law kind of requires you to do that.
Right.
And that it's necessary to enable reasonable use of the property, too, and you know, it's the minimum. So that's something that this board has to take into consideration.
Mm-hmm.
And I sense from Mr. Werfel's question that's something that, you know, the board may have a question about. So.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have any problem with whether he knew about the condition of the property when he bought it. I think the need, whether you need it or not, is a separate question as to whether you created the difficulty. Does that make sense? The idea, if you don't really need it, if you just want it, then you're creating your own difficulty. That's a separate question from, did you know about the condition of the property when you bought it?
Yeah.
Right. They're two different questions.
Yeah, and we also have people that they buy something and then their needs change. You know, handicap ramp, for example, or they have to elevate their home for flooding. You know, we have that come up, so.
Does that conclude your presentation?
Pardon?
Does that conclude your presentation?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Operator, is anyone on the line that would like to speak in reference to case 12725 for Mr. Terry Gray?
At this time, there is currently no one on the line.
Thank you. Any further questions from the board? At this time, we will close the public hearing for case 12725. For Mr. Gray, and I will entertain a motion.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the last part.
I will entertain a motion.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Do you need more time? Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. I'm going to make a motion to, Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12725 for Mr. Gray for the requested variances pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing for the following reasons. Property is unique due to a lack of space for a garage. Due to such physical conditions, there is no possibility the property can be developed in strict conformity with Sussex County Zoning Code. The variance is therefore necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. The difficulty was not created by the applicant. It will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and it's the minimum necessary to afford relief.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
Mr. Werfel?
Aye for my reasons.
And aye too. So with a vote of 3-0, your case is approved.
Thank you very much. Thank you.